download Todd and Tyler podcasts from the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, we have a major correction to make here. And major. I'm embarrassed. Nobody caught this during the show yesterday, but the name of the porn production that we were discussing yesterday with Zach Peterson is Who's Nailin' Palin.
Oh.
We got the photo, by the way.
Oh, also, somebody sent the entire video.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that came in.
One of those two plants in that front, that very first scene looks like is the plant that he has.
Well, I bet it's one of those.
Yeah, the one on the right. And in fact, I'll point you out where the video came in. But somebody sent us the entire movie.
Oh, really? Okay, where the Russians come in and bang her ass?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's your ass.
As a porn aficionado, Tyler, you would recognize at least one of those guys.
That's the sad part.
He looks pretty familiar.
Okay, I'll check him out.
But they walk into the door, and they're about to begin nailing Palin. But there's two plants. And the one on the right, I believe, is the fern that Zach Peterson described.
Yeah. It's a good fern.
It was funny. My girlfriend said yesterday, I tried we can get porn here. That actually came out of her mouth. Yeah. That was good.
Keeper.
That was nice to hear.
Totally.
Yeah, that's right. We can get porn in the state. Yes,
she likes this show and she said that. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's all 100%, but still. Yeah.
She picked up her crap and moved 1,000 miles for you?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. You know, well, I'm a cat.
To watch porn with you. If that's what I got to do.
Okay.
Alston Anderson, that's his name, by the way.
Are you sure?
Late in the show yesterday. I wrote it down. I even wrote it down. Usually I just write the word Austin, but I wrote his whole name down today.
Right. Not Austin Alexander.
I've known Alston Anderson for 20-some years, and I'm an idiot. But Alston Anderson will be on the show with us later on this morning. Our phone number is 1-877-931-4TNT, 4868. I wrote that down again.
You don't even have to say the one anymore.
Oh, really? Okay.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't have to say that.
Oh, you don't have to dial one anymore. That's
the
right.
The ones are unnecessary. Yeah. Yep. Although it comes up like in the auto,
it does. Okay.
Somebody dials you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then,
yeah.
you just save it to your contacts sometimes.
Well, I've noticed that when you have to type in your own number on any kind of website or something like that, your phone number, say you're filling out a bank thing or something, whatever, you know. I've always done. Sometimes they make you put the dashes in. Sometimes they don't. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, let's settle on a format.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody else knows that.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
On a format, right. It really is frustrating.
Sometimes you just type in all, 10 numbers?
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes they need a dash.
Well, and sometimes it doesn't show up with the dashes, and sometimes you type them in, and then it automatically puts in the brackets and the dashes.
Right, you're right.
We need to settle on something for that.
Yeah. So I was hoping that they would put the Chiefs on Christmas because Nick is such a bitch about it. But, Christmas Eve is the Texans at the Eagles, and then Christmas Day, and Puss is happy. Did you know this before I text you this?
I just
got it. I thought it was brand new when I saw it. That's why I texted
you. I saw it around noon or 1 o'clock or so
Packers
yesterday.
At the Bears on Christmas Day, then the Bills at Denver. And then, the Packers are at home against the Bears.
Packers are home.
Yeah.
No, you're right. No, that game's in Chicago.
Well, how come it says, this is weird because on this screenshot I got of the Christmas games, Christmas schedule, it says Texans at Eagles and then says Christmas Day, Packers versus Bears.
Yeah, it's in Chicago.
Okay. That means, so that's right. So the Bills are in Denver and then the Rams are Christmas night at Seattle.
That's a great lineup.
Where you said somebody was at somebody and the rest were versus, and that was before the schedule got released, right. So they weren't going to say where they were going to go, but some of them weren't division opponents.
Now, Christmas Day is Friday this year, so this is how bored I was on the couch. I looked ahead and thinking, well, what happens on Christmas Day is on a Sunday, and Nick will really hate it because the whole schedule will be there, except for still probably some Saturday games too.
Yeah.
But the whole schedule is going to be Sunday. And leap year happens that year. Like next year, it's Saturday. After that, leap year, so it goes right to Monday.
Oh.
So we'll not have a Christmas Sunday in a couple years, just in case you want to write that down and not be a bitch about it. All right. But, yeah, I was wishing the Steelers were playing Christmas Day, but they played last year on Christmas Day, so they probably mixed it up a little bit.
I'm looking at four primetime games for the Vikings this year.
Yeah, well, wow. they expect a lot out of your boys.
Packers have six.
7:15 or 7:15.
Steelers have six standalone games.
And two
that means they're the only team playing.
Yeah.
While the another team they're playing.
So if it's a 7:15, is that a Monday night game?
Probably, yeah.
Like, what's December 10th? I don't know what December 10th is.
I don't know. Yeah. Once again, it's really anticlimactic. Anybody turned that crap on? I didn't even.
Oh, that's a Thursday.
Everything was out in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the Packers have a Wednesday game, two Thursday games, and a Friday game.
Yeah.
Because of the pre-Thanksgiving and Christmas Day games.
Yeah, right. We got the summer to happen yet. Let's
and
just concentrate on summer.
It's important to the show is we'll figure out which long weekends we'll take in the fall.
Exactly.
Now, anybody have stroke in Clarence Carter?
Two people.
Okay, who
two
had
two people, but I got to get him and Len Dog to fix it. I don't think it's going to have any effect on the top of the leaderboard here, but hold on. Let me pull that
I'll
up.
Be
I can tell you.
What year did that come out? Because, first of all, when it first came out, I saw this radio stations didn't play it. It became a hit because it was played in jukeboxes and stuff like that when it first came out. Then, of course, I'm sure radio stations ended up playing it. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. Ever heard that in the radio or not?
Stroke clubs.
Yeah.
I clubs heard play, that right? song what? At strip clubs a lot.
Oh, yeah.
1986.
Yeah.
Really?
Apparently, I thought it was later than that. Earlier than that, I meant.
I thought it was way earlier than that.
No. Nope,
he was 94. What is he?
He was, he was 90
dude, right?
when he passed. Two people had him. It was Baker Mike, Soulless Bastard, and Dildo Teabaggin.
All right. Oh, okay. Dildo Teabaggin.
Do we want to hear some?
Yeah, play some Strokin', man.
Yeah.
People don't know that song. 1986. You might not know that. It'll stick in your head, though.
When I start making love, I don't just make love. I be stroking.
That gets right to it, doesn't it?
He does get right to it.
I be stroking.
The video is so 1986.
Yeah.
I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking.
Did he mean actually making love, or does he mean he's just masturbating in front of her when you hear the word stroke?
I think it's up to the listener to determine.
They make your own interpretation.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, just stroking the east, stroking the west, stroking the lady I love the best. Yeah, he's just standing there. Yeah.
What a great song.
It is a great song.
It really is.
And somebody must took flyers on them because he wasn't sick.
I mean, he was 90. I don't know if he was sick.
I didn't know he was 90.
See,
that means he was in his 40s when he wrote that song.
It says complications from pneumonia.
Oh, okay. Right.
Lance Carter went blind when he was 1 year old.
Oh, man. Yeah. Now, how do you know what east and west was?
Yeah. Somebody told him.
Turn to your left, it's east, but you don't know, depending where you're at in the building, though.
Maybe when you go blind, you get a better sense of direction.
I don't know.
They teach you that.
But his spidey senses was kicking in?
At the Alabama School for the Blind.
Jeff Ross said they really wanted to do Stevie Wonder 2 sometime for the roast.
Oh, my God.
Now, there was a Jeopardy category where Colin Jost was talking about characters from Saturday Night Live. This is the history of SNL.
Right.
And there was one about Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy, yeah.
Doing Stevie Wonder.
And remember when you did Stevie Wonder with Joe Piscopo doing
Ebony
Sinatra.
And Ivory.
Sinatra, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember
that? Because you're blind as a bat. It's a hilarious
skit. And I can see.
And I can see, okay. It's a little rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Stevie with the braids and the beads and everything.
Yeah, that was
But there was one episode where Stevie Wonder and Eddie Murphy were interacting.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. As Eddie, he was dressed as Stevie Wonder.
And Eddie Murphy was telling Stevie Wonder how to be a Stevie Wonder impersonator.
Okay.
All right. One of them was act like someone is choking you.
Because you're doing this with his neck.
Yeah, okay, with the neck. Yeah. And then at some point he instructed him to, look at me.
1-877-931-4TNT. Oh, just 877. 877-931-4TNT.
Yeah,
I'll get rid of the one there. Austin Anderson going to join us today. It's Friday.
We just want Sherry to call again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I liked her too.
Yeah, she was fun. She was an on-the-spot reporter for What was it?
Bring me the horizon.
Bring me the horizon.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah.
The dude, Ollie, got hit with a cell phone. She was not at the Eric Clapton show where that little bitch took a cardboard.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah, to the chest.
Speaking of.
And Ollie didn't quit.
No, he finished the show with a mild concussion.
Yeah, and then he might have got his head taped up or something, but they continued the show. Eric Clapton just walked off.
We got a pilot, says, don't say my name, sitting in the blues bar in Catina, Sicily, and play the AI country song for bartenders. Confused faces at first, then we all laugh. Bro, country sucks everywhere. I've had two cracked windshields and continue to the destination. So we talked about cracked windshields on planes yesterday. Once in 1989 and the second over the Atlantic at night. That was a wake up. But we were continuing on to Paris. There's three different procedures for three layers of thick pain. Luckily, we had to continue and not divert to Iceland. Also, raft and slides are in the doors, and the flotation devices are under the seat. Yeah, I love the show. And he also sent a picture of those windshields.
Yeah, that's
brutal. That's bad, man.
It is.
That's that little crack that takes forever to... That just shattered the whole way there. Shadoobie.
Right.
And you're 3 hours from land.
And you're 30,000 feet in the air over the ocean.
Yeah.
But you do have the instruments to help you out a little bit.
Yeah, but
I'm not worried about the landing. I'm talking about just shattering completely.
There's some guy with a truck who's got a windshield that looks like that.
Well, there is, but he's not going 500 miles an hour.
He's driving to work with that lack of vision right now.
Yeah. He said, don't say my name, but he said exactly where he's sitting right now. So it's kind of specific where he's at, too.
He pooped his pants just a little bit on that.
Well, he said that was a wake-up call, he said. That was a wake-up call.
Do you fly faster or slower to get to Paris?
I don't know. You don't want that windshield cracking, man.
Yeah, but I also want to get to Paris pretty quick now.
I think you keep it on autopilot. He did not detail how the windshield got cracked.
Probably just one of those fatigue things.
Speaking of flying
probably,
faster.
Probably. You're not going to hit any birds at 35,000 feet.
Nah.
Some guy, somebody was on a show in a plane off to the right of them. It was two major jets flying the same way. And the pilot of the jet he was on gets on and says, hey, if you look off to the right, so-and-so, he goes, I think they're going to the same place. And he goes, we're going to race them. And he stepped on it. The guy stepped on it a little bit.
They were
in the distance. I could see each other, but they stepped on it. Man, I don't know if you can do
that. That'd be fun. Drag racing planes across the ocean.
You want to race. That wasn't the ocean. It was like there was over the United States.
Still, that'd be fun. Right. Have two planes Anderson. Take off at the same time.
Right. Nick will be here eventually. Austin Anderson, too. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.